In this bonus episode, Doug and I talk all about do's and don'ts on first dates. We also share some projects that we are working on, and we are excited to let you know some personal stories. This is kind of a big deal. So I'm so excited to be doing an episode with just you, Doug.
Shamoni.
So I am Terry Miller, and I am joined here with my co-host, the handsome.
The kind of a big deal.
Doug Parks.
What's up, everybody?
So this week, as we teased at the beginning, we were going to talk a little bit about first date do's and don'ts.
Yeah.
So I was doing a little bit of research because I was kind of curious online what you could find for the purpose of being a same-sex couple. Well, you know, the good old internet, they do have things. So we're going to cover a little bit on a same-sex couple and an opposite-sex couple of do's and don'ts for a first date. So what is the one thing that you think that you should not do on a first date?
Never pre-wear a condom.
Okay. That is probably something that you should not do.
Never talk about. Never expose the fact that you used to live with your mom.
Oh, that's something I did wrong. So, I mean, really, like, when I look back at our first date, like, there was a lot of things that were, like, don'ts. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I don't give a shit about all that.
Yeah, I don't either. I mean, we were two people that had a connection, so it was kind of like we just were pretty much hanging out.
Yeah, I considered fisting first base, and you were trying to get there on a first date.
Yeah, I really was. So, speaking of our first date, do you remember exactly what we did?
Yeah, we met at the lodge in Hickory, and we had beers and stood outside and talked, and it was kind of cold.
Yeah, it was kind of cold.
Yeah. And then we went inside and used the bathroom, got more beer.
More specifically, it was January, so yeah, it was very cold. After New Year's celebration and everything like that. So
yeah, that night I was at that gay bar. See, what's it called? Down there.
Mixers.
Yeah, we were at Mixers. And I was hanging out with Leah and her friend Doug Baum, who's from California, used to live in New York, but he's a dancer. Does ballet and all kinds of stuff. He's like super like up all the time. Like very hyper. But a very cool guy, very open. So we were hanging out that night and we got done and we were actually left early enough that I could meet up with you around 1 o'clock and catch like last call.
Yeah, we did. We totally caught last call. Which one is it?
Caught
last call.
Yeah.
You know, me and my grammar ridden ass. So let's talk a little bit about same couples' do's and don'ts. So one would be start casual and stick to shared experiences. If the two of you met at a music show and have been texting about bands since then, feel free to keep the conversation going at the start of your first date. It's natural for first dates to begin with general conversation. So don't feel you need to kick things off by going deep and highly personal subjects. It's best to get through that awkward opening stretch of the day with conversations of two of you already feel comfortable sharing. Example, you're looking to see if you connect as two people first and as two gay people second.
Yeah, I get upset with people who self-identify as gay. That's just like one part of your whole character. People are built of many different things. You know, if I like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, doesn't mean that I'm a peanut butterist. You know, or if I like to go for car rides, it doesn't mean I'm a car ridist. And I don't identify as a car ridist, you know? And being gay, like, that's just one thing about somebody. And people automatically, like, people who are, like, I'm gay, there's people automatically judge them and don't want nothing to do with them just because of that one thing. When there's hundreds of other things that person is that you might like and love, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty much like your things in life that are who you are don't define who you are. And I know that's weird to say, but it doesn't. Like, if you have a disease, that does not define who you are. You are not Kathy with cancer or Terry with tuberculosis.
Or Terry with a stain on the front of his shirt.
Yes, I have a stain on the front of my shirt. Would it be more fitting if I opened my shirt up and, you know, let my bare chest out?
Yeah, I mean, at least it would distract me from the stain.
Oh, yeah. We're getting kinky on a podcast tonight. But
that and kitty pusses in heat and keeps rubbing all over me. Get away.
But in all honesty, you have so many people that try to define people by their sexuality, by their disease, by the things that they can't change. You cannot change who you are as a person.
I just took a picture of Terry with his shirt off to put up on Facebook.
And you have to stop trying to change those things. So let's go on to number two. Follow conversation threads. Start with the general talk, but always be on the lookout for little comments or asides that can easily transition into a more intimate conversation. To keep the music analogy going, if your date mentions they saw a band in London, then you have a natural opportunity to ask him about his time in that city, about traveling, or about any relevant topics. Starting a date by asking them if they've ever lived abroad will sound awkward, abrupt, and scripted. But asking that question when the conversation hints at it allows you to learn a lot about someone in a free-flowing manner. So what are your thoughts about that, Doug?
I don't know. Like, a lot of people when they first start dating, they're pretentious and fake and they're trying to impress people. They're not just being themselves and opening up and letting down all those walls, you know what I mean?
Yeah, barriers.
So like, yeah, that's like the, and it's usually they say it takes like 2 years for you to really get to know somebody, you know. But like, I'm sorry, I'm gonna fart on the first date. I'm gonna burp on the first date. I'm going to be open and honest and blunt. And most people can't handle that, but the people that can are the people I want around me, you know?
Yeah.
So that's my test on a first date. I throw this stuff out the window.
Yeah.
You know, I give it the raw truth. Yeah, I was incarcerated for robbing banks. Yeah. I used to be a liar and a manipulator, and I found sport in that. Yeah, I have all these negative characteristics that I got rid of and worked on, you know? But today, I'm not that person.
You know, as a side note to that, I think very often we're very good at communication in our relationship. And one of the things that kind of resonated with you was a few weeks ago, I had said, I know who you are. And you said, do you know? And I said, yes. And then I listed four things, two negative and two positive.
Mm-hmm.
And after I said that, you said, oh, I guess you do know me. So it was definitely something that had to be said, but you also already knew that. But I was trying to prove that I do know who you are a little bit more than you had thought that I knew you.
Yeah.
So number three, keep things fun and focused on the two of you. Dates are meant to be enjoyable experiences, not depositions, and you can learn a lot about someone and their life experiences while having a good time. A key to keeping things light and exciting lies in the simple truth that getting to know someone isn't about
acclimate. Yeah.
Accumulating. I apologize. A laundry list of facts about them. Getting to know someone is more about developing a fear for the specific connection of the two of you share that the two of you share. You aren't aiming to write a biography about this person. You're looking to see if the two of you are sharing something worth exploring in the future. So that's very true. And I think a lot of times that was what you were hitting at before, was being open and being honest. And you have to be transparent with people, because if you're fake and you're stuck up, then honestly, in the long run, it's not going to work out, because then you're going to have issues because you weren't honest up front, and that's going to trickle into the rest of the relationship. Number four, don't feel the need to get into sexual politics. Yes, one of the most obvious shared characteristics linking the two of you lies in the fact that you are both gay men, which means you've probably shared a variety of similar experiences, even if you grew up in different contexts. But don't think for a second you need to explore these shared experiences on your first date. You don't need to recount your coming out story. You don't need to talk about how long you knew. And you don't need to discuss the particulars of what it's like to be gay in your city. If you want to talk about these topics, then have at it. But ultimately, you're looking to see if you and your man connect as two people first, and as two gay people second.
Yeah, I think like people make things a competition. You know, I'm sorry, baby. I'm trying to make you feel better. Yeah, I think people try to make things competitions, especially relationships. Like, oh yeah, people get to telling stories, and the other person has to outdo that story, and then you don't really get to know that person, because all you know is these stories they're telling, you know, from the past. You don't really know who they are today.
Yeah. And so, like, hinting on, like, our first meet was very much us just getting to know each other on a personal level. I mean, it was a very quick meet. It was probably about, what, an hour?
Yeah.
And it was just enough time to know that we wanted to see each other again. And then we were hanging out after that. We probably had one more date after that, which was when we were driving around. We went to Pretty Boy Dam.
We went to the movies too, didn't we?
Yeah, we went to the movies that day and saw Cats. So we were just doing things that we like to do. We were just doing things that we like to do. And I think that was what was interesting about us coming together, is we were doing things we were interested in doing, but also getting to know each other.
Fiona's like clawing and licking my back.
And I think that a lot of people judge our relationship on the point of we are living together after being together for 8 months.
Yeah, the main one I get is like, he's younger than you. You know, like, can you do the age thing? I'm like, everybody pretty much I've dated has been younger than me. I've only dated two people older than me. You know?
Yeah.
And the one guy was like, he liked to get drunk and beat the hell out of me. And he thought because he was rich, I was going to put up with it. I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care about money.
But yeah, so I don't see age being a number. I mean, it's not like I'm 18 and you're 44.
You're the second most mature younger person I dated.
Oh, the second?
Yeah.
No, bitch, I'm number one. Because I am kind of a big deal. So who's the first one?
I was just fucking with you.
Oh. You're a piece of work.
We're on the air. You can't say what you want to say.
I can say whatever I want to say. This is my show.
Say it.
You're an asshole.
Yeah. No, you're wrong. I'm a whole ass.
Oh.
I want all my credit. Yeah. I work hard at that.
All right. So We are going to take a quick break and we will be right back with the show. Let's take a second to talk about Midnight Alchemy. Midnight Alchemy is all natural products hand created by Miss Karen Jones, one awesome human being that is a queen in my eyes.
I just want to join you tonight and talk about my cousin Karen Jones products. They are the most amazing products I've ever used. I mean, they're so helpful and so revigorating, so vibrant. The smells, it's just wonderful what she does. And she makes jellies and jams, and she just makes sauces, and she makes these things called jalapeno, pickled jalapenos, and it's called cowboy candy. It's just amazing. Just try my cousin Karen's products, y'all.
You can find Karen Jones' company, Midnight Alchemy, by going to Etsy.com and searching Midnight Alchemy LLC. You can also talk to her on Facebook at facebook.com/MidnightAlchemy423. All right, now let's get back to this awesome show.
Giddy up, y'all.
Bye. So we are back with the lovely Kind of a Big Deal podcast. So we are going to jump into talking a little bit about our weeks and have a little fun with sharing some things with you. So Douglas, how was your week?
Groovy Pops.
No, not Groovy Pops. Rocket Pops.
Yeah. Like, work has been very interesting because our plant manager's out. He had a baby and he's been on maternity.
He had a baby?
Yep.
Oh my God, he must be rich. The first man to have a baby.
Yeah.
You heard it here. First man to have a baby.
So, like, Danielle's been kids aren't allowed to go back to school yet. So they're school on computers and stuff like that. So Danielle has to take 2 days off a week to homeschool her kids. And I've been doing my job and hers, and working with her from back and forth from home. It's been very, very trying, but I've been doing it. I'm doing a good job. And I'm proud of myself for that. And it's pretty much it. I've been fine, just a little tired.
All right. So my week has been pretty interesting. Work has been steady, and I've been working at the shop. I now am the shift leader that closes his shop on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. And I also have something to share about seeing Venus on Wednesday. I thought that was pretty dope.
Yeah, I saw it. It was nice.
Yes.
Very bright.
It was very, it was really bright. It was really close. It reminded
me of Halloween Far Away.
It was actually pretty close. I was so surprised. So a little fun fact is that seeing Venus from Earth happens every 1.6 years. These apparitions are usually best seen in the morning or evening, hence why they're referred to as morning or evening stars. It was beautiful, and I thought it kind of looked like the harvest moon in a way. But it was very close and very prominent. So what did you think of the episode last week with Maya?
I had a lot of fun. And you know what? I haven't been able to hear that episode yet. I went to listen to it in my car yesterday morning. And what morning was it? Okay, this morning. I tried to listen to it this morning and it didn't show up. And I was wondering if it was because of my iOS stuff, because the episode with the girls in Tennessee showed up. But that one didn't. And I didn't see my sweet Tennessee co-pilot is the only one that was showing up. So I don't know. Search all. Yeah. I don't know how to. Let's turn this down.
So I've only gotten 11 listens on the show. So I don't know. Maybe something did happen. I mean, it's still on mine.
Yeah, like, here's my phone. Like, seriously, like, I wanted to listen to the episode, and it's not showing that it came up. I don't know if I need to reset something on air or not, but I enjoy doing it. Maya is like a sister to me and one of my absolute favorite people.
So hit library.
Yeah.
And then go to our show.
Okay.
And click on that. And then it's the first episode.
All right. Because I couldn't get it to pop up. You know me in technology. I'm like a fucking moron.
So actually next week we will be having Michael Artis Cooper back on again.
I love him.
We'll actually be getting together with him this weekend to record and have some fun. So that's going
to
be great.
And hopefully we get to meet his hubby because I have yet to meet him.
Yeah, I haven't met him yet either.
I wonder if he exists. He's the elusive husband.
I know. He's in pictures, but they might have been photoshopped.
Like, he just wants people to think he's got somebody. who wouldn't want to scoop up that scrumptious bear?
He is a good-looking man.
Yes, he's very cute. But he's a top, and I'm a top. Just didn't work. But we're besties.
Yeah.
You know, I wish we could hang out more. He's talking about finding another job because his job's very, very, very hard and, you know, it takes up a lot of time, a lot of the hours, and a lot of stress. You know, and I think he's wanting to get into something else. I wish the test kitchen was finished at my job. Get him a job with me. We'd run the test kitchen.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, being a chef really is a difficult job. I mean, you never know if you're going to be extremely busy or if you're going to be extremely slow or mediocre. So it's all over the place.
Yeah.
So it is kind of strenuous. And there is sometimes when you do get, it gets really hectic and you get very stressed out. So there is a lot going on in our world.
Yeah.
We are right now working on saving money, working on our credit, keeping that good to either purchase a house or rent a house. We're working on that in the future. There's a possibility that we might move to Tennessee if we can find work down there.
Yeah. I'm trying to get into this work from home thing, and I don't exactly know what it entails yet, but I got to call the guy back for an interview, and they say it's making from $65,000 to $120,000 a year for your first year. And it's like some type of sales call thing where people call you wanting the product and you sell it to them. So it's a guaranteed type thing. I don't know if it's a hoax or not, but I'm going to look into it. You know, we have our t-shirt business that we started making t-shirts, you know, and I actually came up with a very, very funny t-shirt idea the other day. So,
and we actually
could be looking forward to these t-shirts.
We actually have kind of a big deal merch in the works. So that will be going up soon on our Facebook page. Once we have it all down, up, out, round and squared away, we will let you know and you can purchase whatever you would like. So we're going to have some fun with that. And also another project that is being worked on is Whatcast. And a little later on in the show, we'll actually do a commercial for Whatcast and share a little tidbit of what is coming for that. And that is going to start in January of 2021.
So I have a new t-shirt idea. You want to hear it?
Yes.
So what is it with you homophobic men? Are you afraid you're going to make it into my spank bank? Or are you more afraid that I'm going to make it into yours?
I love Doug so much, but and his ideas are fantastic. But me being his lovely boyfriend is going to have to help him cut that down, but still make it.
A lot can fit on a t-shirt.
A lot can fit on a t-shirt, but that's a whole paragraph, honey.
That's fine. We'll figure it out.
We're going to figure it out because we are kind of.
I'll write a book then with all my little ideas.
We could. Let's do it. Write in a book.
I got too much to do right now. We'll worry about that later.
Yeah, we don't need another project.
Yeah, we got
to
get Kitty Puss fixed.
Yeah.
Because she's like fucking
weird wanting right to now. Fuck.
Yeah, screaming, crying. One minute she's just laying there all tired, and the next minute she's fucking rubbing her asshole and everything in the room. And then Benny Puss is just like, oh my God, this bitch won't shut up. You know?
So.
But if he wasn't fixed, I would definitely mate them.
and hope to get gray ragdoll bobtail kitties.
Yeah, they would be so cute.
They would.
So I just wanted to bring up that we have so many friends, and I'm not bashing that. I love the fact that we have so many friends. And I love the fact that we get invited to many different get-togethers and dinners and stuff like that. And I didn't think that I would be that type of person. And I didn't think that I would like those types of things. But it turns out that I really enjoy mingling with people.
Yeah. I really enjoy the fact that my friends actually like you. Most of them didn't even like my ex. You know? Hell, I didn't even like him, really.
Wrong button. But, yeah, so, like, and another thing is Halloween. Like,
you mentioned a dirty word.
What?
Halloween just gets me excited.
Halloween. So I'm really excited for Halloween because I want to have a Halloween party. I've always wanted to have a Halloween party.
Yeah, but like this year, that's like really soon. I don't know if we'll be able to have a place by then, but we try.
No, I'm not talking about this year. I just want to have one.
I go all out on Halloween and Christmas. My friends know me for like being the massive decorator. I can put some things up on kind of a big deal Facebook page and show them some pictures of the stuff I do. You know, I have a wreath making business. I do designs for Halloween and Christmas. I do party events too. Like I've done cakes and everything. So yeah.
You made a really pretty diaper cake for Liz's baby shower.
Yeah.
That was really cute.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, it took a lot of work, but it was beautiful.
Yeah. I came home one day and saw a diaper cake down there, and I'm like, they didn't really try very hard. It was like one layer and some stuffed animals. I was like, you know what? I'm going to make a cake. I'm going to show them what a diaper cake looks like.
Yeah. It turned out so fabulously well that it was almost like she didn't want to take it apart. That's the thing with Doug. Doug has the knack for making things that people don't want to take apart or throw away.
Yeah, I'm going to just start making my boxes with a top that comes off because people always want to keep it, you know, honestly, why do you want to store a Christmas box forever? But if you choose to with your own space, that's your choice, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you could put other things in your box.
Yeah.
If you really wanted to.
My nephew for Christmas one year, I boxed his present up like 7 times and he was like so tired of, he's like, another layer. You know, it was like, I thought it was funny. And then the following year he expected that and I didn't do it. And he's like, what? I expected it. I was like, yeah, but if you expect it, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah. It's got to be a surprise.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about the iOS 14 update.
Oh yeah. I love it so far.
It came out on Tuesday, September 16th. And it was around 4 o'clock that we got it in our area. Eastern Standard Time started at 1, and then the last round went out at 4. Of course, we were in the last round because we were not a metropolitan area. So
we're right by DC and New York. Like,
yeah, but we're still not metropolitan.
I don't know, but the only thing I've been finding is it keeps asking me for new permissions on stuff I've already given permissions for.
It does that all the time because they change their security stuff.
Yeah.
So it's going to do it when you get a new update. It's just how it works because they want you to double check those permissions. It's almost like prompting you to make sure that you're okay with agreeing to this.
Yeah.
So with it came widgets. So I know every Android user has told me that they already had widgets. Cool. We now have them. The point behind the iPhone was originally for business use, and they're kind of really slow on getting on that personal use type thing, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
So the new update has a lot of cool features. I really like what they did with the messaging app, where I can pin, like, Doug is pinned at the top. Rochelle Summers is pinned at the top. So those people, oh, and also Brenda, I have Brenda at the top too. So those three people are people that I talk to on a regular basis. So I can see their messages when I open up my app. If they said something, it gives me a bubble there that says, hey, this person said something, but it's actually what you said. But I thought that was really cool. I also like the new feature where you can answer like specific messages. So I thought that was pretty cool. Anything else that you've played around with that you like?
I mean, not yet. Really, like, I haven't been working all day and I haven't had time. It was late last night when I downloaded mine.
Yeah.
And I ended up smoking weed out on the porch with CeCe and chilling out with your adopted Uncle Kevin you didn't know about and Savannah, and ended up just not messing around with the phone. But I like the little, there's a lot of new there's a lot of new character things in there doing say things, and it's really cute.
Yeah.
The Bitmojis and all that.
Oh yeah, and Memojis, there's new Memojis, yeah. New emojis, is that what they're called? But
and it actually asked me to change the background on my Facebook to one of my Memojis.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I redid my Memoji thingy because it didn't like quite, the first one didn't quite look like me that much, and I still don't think this one does either, but yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like the feel and the use of the phone is a lot better, and there's a lot of different things that you can do now that I think are pretty cool and kind of give it more of a personal feel to using an iPhone. Something that I would like to look into is a case that's thin and is thinner and doesn't make my phone so bulky.
I personally know that they have the technology to make that glass completely unbreakable and to make them razor thin, but like they don't make money off all the repairs and all that shit. And when people break a glass phone, they just want a new one.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a lot of fucking money. Like if you truly are a company that cares about the consumer and you want to pay back people who are longtime customers and lovers of your product, and you want to draw in new people, then you make that shit unbreakable. And people are already going to want it because it's an amazing product. But your shit's expensive. Come on, down a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Like $127 a month for a phone and a phone plan. And it does a lot. I'm not complaining about what it does, but I don't know. It's just I think the prices are high. And I think the company needs to give a shit about its customers, and we're the reason why your company is even alive and open. You shouldn't be screwing us over, you know?
Yeah. Speaking of phone plans, I saved a little bit of money because Doug and I have been trying to cut things out and take our bills down lower so we can save money to potentially purchase a house or maybe get somewhere to rent. And I was on Verizon's website, and one of the things that we had talked about was getting rid of Hulu. And I was on verizonwireless.com, and they had actually a promotion thing going on where they had a bundle with Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus free for a year.
Yeah,
so that's cool. Did that. So let's go back to the adopted Uncle Kevin.
Yeah.
So I don't know if anybody else is like this, but I know my family has a lot of adopted uncles and aunts.
Yeah, it's almost like when I first met your family, I could tell that because your mom's the type of person to take everyone in and help everybody. And I think because of her background, which I'm not going to put out there because maybe she'll be on the show one day, but because of her background, she wants to help people that are in situations like that. And I get it, you know, but for your own personal health, if you're going to truly help somebody, you have to know what the balance is and when to cut it off and what rules to set, what boundaries to put in place. And if you don't have boundaries and rules for your life, for you to follow in other people, then you're not going to be 100% happy. So the reason you're doing it doesn't really mean anything to you, you know, or doesn't do anything really, because it's just two people being miserable, you know?
Yeah, but we've ended up with a lot of adopted aunts and uncles because of that. And like somebody will come to the house and the kids will call them like aunt or uncle. And I'm like, well, who the hell are they related to? Because dad has, that I know of, has one brother and a sister. And my mom has one two sisters.
So how long do you think it's going to take before the people across the street move in here?
I don't think they are. But mom will definitely try to help out as much as she can.
She already She told me the other day, she's like, I got a freezer full of food that is not going to get eaten, so I'm taking it across the street and giving it to her. And that was really cool. That's what I'd have done that.
Yeah, that's nice of her. But yeah, so learning from that. And then my biological dad is, my father is the
piece of shit. Sorry, I was coughing, everybody. Excuse me. I didn't mean to do a Biden and cough into the microphone.
Is the youngest of 10 children. So I have a lot of aunts and uncles on that side. And then my stepmom is the youngest of a few. I can't remember how many. She's the youngest of, but it's not as many as my dad.
Yeah.
So we are going to take a quick break here and tease what cast.
Weird health, adventure, travel. What?
So Clay, I finally got to try a butt plug on my girlfriend the other day.
Girl, come on. That's old news. I've been using them since the third grade.
And that's my co-pilot, Clay Underwood. I'm Rochelle Summers, and this is What? Your podcast for the strange, the new, and wild escapades.
That's snazzy.
So, everybody, that is the teaser for WhatCast coming January 2021. So, we are excited, Rochelle and I, to bring you this show and to have a lot of fun with it as we talk about the weird in the world, health around us, and ourselves, self-health, also adventures that we are going on and travels that we may have.
Have you all done a teaser episode that you're going to release early?
We have not, but we are going to work on that, and we will be doing that. A trailer.
Yeah, awesome. So, can you hear me though?
So we are going to be having all of that coming in January of 2021.
Cool.
Madam, is your pinky up?
That's funny because when she first played that, I was like, this sounds like you're hitting a bowl, bong. And she's like, I'm sipping tea.
Yeah. So that is about all that we have for today. And we will be back with you next week with Michael Artis Cooper. So you can follow the podcast on Facebook at facebook.me/kindcast. Follow us on Twitter at kind_cast. And anywhere else you would love to follow us will be in the show notes. Also, if you listen on the Purple Podcast app, please rate, subscribe, and leave us a review. Also, shout out to the people around the world that love to listen to our podcast. We love you all, and we appreciate everybody that listens every single week.
Hell yeah.
So until next time, stay true.
Love yourself.
and always be a big deal. Bye-bye.
Nightmares, hold me closer, say that I still love you. In my mind, coming over, baby.